Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Dalet, and we are up to the second to last daf here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So we'll talk about a basic sugya that comes up here on the second to last daf, and maybe it will relate it generally to the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. And that is, the Gemara goes through these past two daf, what exactly is the sound of the shofar that we have to hear? Is it a shvarim? Is it a trua? What we call a shvarim and a trua? Is it, the Gemara has a machlokes, gynuche ganach or yelule yalil, right, which is the proper translation of the proper cry. We know it's a type of cry that we're supposed to hear, but we don't know which type of cry we're supposed to hear. So the Gemara quotes the Takana of Rabbi Avohu. The Takana of Rabbi Avohu, iskin Rabbi Avohu bekesari. Rabbi Avohu was misakin in kesari, Tkia, Shlosha Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Rabbi Avohu was Mesakein, Tashrat, as we call it. Right? Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Manavshach. Because either way, says the Gemara, it should work. Why? So, ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Avohu do this? Ilul Yalil Levit, Tkia, Trua, Tkia. If the proper sound that we're supposed to hear on Rosh Hashanah is a Trua, so why didn't he tell everybody to do Tkia Trua Tkia? V'ginuche ganach levit Tkia shlosha shvarim Tkia. And if the proper sound is a Trua, so just let him do a Trua. So the Gemara says, misafkale iginuche ganach yilul yala. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what the proper sound is, so therefore his takana was that you have to blow shvarim and Trua. So says the Gemara, this is going to be important for Bezer in a minute from now, but let's just read it first. Masla Ravira, Viduma, if he's really unsure what the proper sound is, and you have to blow the proper sound in between two tekios, so how could you have a potentially improper sound in between? Vidilma Yulule Have, the Kamapsik Shlosha Shvarim Bein Trua Latkia. Maybe the proper sound is what we call Trua, so how could you have a Shvarim stuck in there? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tehadr avit tekiya, trua tekiya. You were also, Rabbi Avohu's takana wasn't only to blow tashrat, but also tarat. Says the Gemara, umaskav l'ravina v'dilma gnuche have. Maybe the real sound is the shvarim. V'ka mafsaka trua bein shvarim l'tekiya. And the trua is stuck in it as a hefsik between the tekiyas. So the Gemara says, tehadr avit tashat, you're right, tashat also. Rabbi Avohu's takana was to blow tashrat and tashat, and Tarat. So Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabbi Avohu, my asking, well, I already said the Maskana, but Rabbi Avohu, let's just read it. Rabbi Avohu, what was he misakin? Iguduche ganach ha'avdi, ilu yalil ha'avdi. Misafgale dilma ganach v'yalil. Maybe it's both. Maybe Shvarim is right, maybe True is right, maybe Shvarim and True are right. I, says the Gemara, what about the opposite then? Why not True Shvarim? Why only Shvarim Trua? Iachi levinami ifcha, tkia True shlosh Shvarim tkia. Dilma Yalil v'ganach. The Gemara says that's not the normal way of crying. Stama demilsa ki misra be'inish milsa b'reisha ganach v'adu yalil. First a person groans, and then they cry, and then they wail, and therefore that's not a possibility. So the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Avohu misakin? And that's what we do, right? We blow all the different possibilities, and we do each of them three times, because it says the word trua three times in the Torah, putting together Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, as the Gemara does. And therefore we blow tashat three times, tarat three times, and tashrat three times, for a total of 30 kolos, right? And we do that before the Amidah, we do that during the Amidah, and as we said, we round up to 100. Okay, so a couple of questions that we'll deal with, that the Rishonim deal with here on the daf, and then we'll see how much time there's left to just talk about general, the mitzvah of shofar. What exactly took place before Rabbi Avohu? Right, that's a question here. Rabbi Avohu tells us that we have to blow tashrat, tashat, tarat. He was misaki in that. So, what happened beforehand? What did Klal Yisrael do beforehand? Right, a similar kind of question is asked historical machlokes about another of sukkis. Which tefillin did Rashi's father wear? Right? Did he wear his son's tefillin, or did he wear his great grandson's tefillin? So, right? They said, well, why didn't he? Yeah. So, the answer is it must be that there wasn't such a set pattern, a set custom at that time. Maybe things were flexible, and therefore, whatever a Talmud Chacham thought was the case, and whatever a Rav thought Shapaskin for his shul, that would be the that was the practice. And Rashi though comes along and says, I think this is the proper one, and this is what everybody should do, right? So you know, it doesn't really make a difference what the earlier generations were. So here, what took place before Rabbi Avohu? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim. If you look at Rav Haigon, The Rishonim here all quote Rav Haigon, who says, really, you were Yotze with any one of these sounds. All of these sounds constitute a cry. And because of that, before Rabbi Yavo, everybody blew whatever they wanted. Whatever they felt was the proper cry. Some blew Shvarim, some blew Trua. They're all cries. They're all forms of Bechias. They all work. Rabbi Yavo, though, wanted to create one united minhag, so that all of Klal Yisrael don't do all different things. Because they have to, it's already different. We already have, with all the unification. But we try, you know, everybody eats matzah. Okay, the matzahs look a little different, but everybody does the, eats a kezayis of matzah, and everybody lays the Megillah, and everybody, you know, generally most mitzvahs, everybody shakes a lulav. You hold it, you yose. Okay, different ways to shake it, but that's extra. But you pick up a lulav. Everybody has the same dalet minim, right, that the next Jew has. But imagine, said Rabbi Yavo, you walk into one shulah blowing shvarim, you look at another shulah blowing trua. This is Klal Yisrael. This is the mitzvah of shofar. It's not good for the Torah. And therefore, he was mesakein that even though technically you could be yotze with any one of them, but he was mesakein that everybody should blow the same thing. So this is what Rav Haigon says. This is quoted here. I'll just read it to you from the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or in the back quotes Rabbi Yavo, the Mar HaKatan. We know it's the Mar HaKatan on Moed. So he quotes, Rabbi Haigon calls him a tshuva shela. Ki Kabbalah Haisa B'yadam Debein Ginuche Ganach Bein Ginuche Ubein Yelule Kulu Truos Mikrin. They're all proper sounds of the shofar. V'nafik Inish Yidei Chovse Bahachi Ubahachi. And a person was really Yotze with either one. V'have Hayu Makomos B'Yisrael Chalukin B'minagayim. And the places in Am Yisrael had different minhagim. Ika de Avid Hachi, Ika de Avid Hachi. Some did this, some did that. Ubar Rabbi Yavo, La Hashvos, HaMinhagos, Ula Hachzir, Kala Makomos, La Minhagechad. He made everybody go back to one minhag. Shalotei Machlokes, Beineim, Visider, Lahem, Kala Minhagos, Keechad. Ukalashon, Azem, Asinolo, Bechuva, Aktakshu, Bilavavchem, Kibimir, Bivo, Nafal, Sami, Bidavar, Zed. Don't think that, oh, Abedor, Rabbi Yavo, they knew exactly what the sound was supposed to be. And all of a sudden, they Rabbi Yavo, I have no idea, what should you do? Right? All of a sudden, a new Safe came. No! Shebishnai is Kedumos. The Mishnah says exactly what you're supposed to do. So therefore, you could have done whatever you wanted, and Rabbi Yavo just put it all together. Shahayu, Ukshabar Rabbi Yavo, Ra Lasakin Takana, Shukal Yisrael Osin Maisa Echad, everybody does one thing, Velo Yira Beineim Dover Shahahed Yotos Rowan Oso, Kichaluka. Elu's right, so it shouldn't be that the Hedyoto, some fools, will look around, some simpletons, rather will look around and think, what, everybody's doing different mitzvos? Elu dvarf shar b'yabenu haigonzal? And the Baal HaMa'or ends off, v'heim tovim v'na'im u'mesukim midvash v'nofes sufim. It's a very sweet, very delicious yisod. So this is the shita of the Rav Haigon that's quoted in many different Rishonim, quoted here in the Ritvak. Maybe we'll read that if we have time, in the Baal HaMa'or, Vichulu, and also Rabbeinu Chananel here has that idea. But other Rishonim aren't so sure. Aren't so sure. The Melchamos here, the Ramban asks, we just read the Gemara. What was the Gemara bothered by? Gemara said, well, if the real sound is a Shvarim, so isn't the true a Mafsik? Isn't the true a problematic sound in between? But one second, if all the sounds are really okay, then why would that be a problem? Why would that be a problematic sound inside? According to you, if I go blow whatever you want. So what was the Gemara bothered by? That it's a hefsik. Or the Ramban says that if you really yotzi with any of them, so why don't you just blow tashrat? What do you need? The Gemara sounds like, oh, if tashrat is right, if tarat is right. It sounds like there are specific sounds that need to be done. Doesn't sound like any one of them would have counted. So that's the Melchamos here. Ami quotes the Baal HaMa'or, quoting Rav Haigon, and then the Melchamos says, Amar HaKosev, Divrei Rabbeinu Hagon Tovim Lechvodo, Avo Mi Yitein V'Yodi Eunu HaMeshabchim Dvarav. It sounds beautiful, but let the people know who praise his words, I have problems. Lama Lo Tikein Rabbi Yavo El HaTashrat. Kibetashrat bilvan noagwa minhagim shal yira davar kichiluk bein yotos. Just have everybody blow tashrat. And why is it a hefsik? So the Ramban is not so convinced that it wasn't a real suffix. Beforehand, it was a real suffix. It was a real suffix. They weren't sure what to do. And maybe different rabbis paskin differently. And some rabbis said, well, this is the real sound of the trua. And others say, well, this is the real sound of the Teruah. And some blew Shvarim and some blew Teruah, not because you're Yotzi with any of them, says the Ramban and say other Rishonim. But because you're not, they each paskin, whichever they thought, Rabbi Yevo came along and said, no, we're really not sure what the halacha is, so we're going to make sure to cover our bases and blow all of them. Not just to be mafsha the minhagos. And that's what it sounds like for the Rambam too. The Rambam, who is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, the Rambam quotes in Hilcha Shofar and Perek Gimel, Trua zu ha'amura batorah, nistapek lanu, basafik. Right, we're not sure. Lefi orech hashanim v'rov agolios. Because of the long gullus and the many years, veinonu yodin hechi. We don't know exactly what the sound should be. Imhi hayalala shemiyalalin hanashim. Binihiyasan, ba'eshem yabavin. Is it the wail that the women wail when they wail? Oha anacha, kiderach sheyeanacha adam pamachar pam, kisheyidag libo midavar gadol. Or is it the groan that people groan when they hear, when they have anxiety from something big? Oshneim keechad, ha anacha vihayolala, shedarka lavo achareha, hein hanikra in trua. So which one? Why? Shekin derach hadoeg misanich. That is why the Rambam says, we do all of them. So it sounds like from the Rambam, that the reason we do all of them is because we're not sure. So again, this is not just a historical machlokas. What took place before Rabbi Yevo? Did everybody do whatever they wanted because anyone was okay? Or did they do whatever they wanted because that's what their rav paskin for them, but it could have halacha lamaisa ramifications in terms of, you know, if you only heard some of the sounds, is it where you technically yotze, but you have to be machmir, or not? So again, this is a machlokas. We either way blow all the sounds post Rebbe Yevo. Some Rishonim, if you look in the Sefer Rokeach, the Gilyoni Ashas here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Sefer Rokeach, who has a formulation, a different girsa, it seems like, back in the Gemara that we had on Daf Tazayin earlier, where the Gemara says, why do we blow so many sounds of the shofar? So many sounds of the shofar. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says, on Deft HaZayin, the Gemara says, well, first the Gemara says, why do we blow shofar? Right? Lama Tokin, Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama Tokin, Barash Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Lama Tokin, Rachman Amar Tiku. What do you mean, why do we blow shofar? The Torah says to blow shofar. Ela Lama Meirin. No, why do we blow a Trua? Meirin, Rachman Amar Zichron Trua. The Torah says, Ela Lama Tokin, Meirin, Kshein Yoshvim, Vitokin, Meirin, Kshein Omdim. Why do we blow so many sounds? Why do we blow Tkiyas de Meyushav and Tkiyas de Meumad? Which, remember, we said, what does that mean? According to most Rishonim, Tkiyas de Meyushav are the Tkiyas we blow before the Amida, right, where you technically could be sitting, and the Tkiyas de Meumad are the Tkiyas during the Amida, when everybody is standing up. The Baal Amar had the flip understanding, right? He said Tkiyas de Meyushav are the ones during the Amida, when some of these people sit down, and Tkiyas de Meumad are, I think, before when people leave at the end. And then the earlier ones, the first 30, that was a later takana for the people who were sick or elderly who wouldn't be able to stay. But what is the Gemara answer to that question? Why do we blow so many sounds? Kedei la'arbev ha-satan. In order to confuse the satan. So we blow so many sounds. And Rashi there says, because when the satan sees us doing so many mitzvos and being a zariz and chaviv, then he has nothing to say. Shelo yasin kshiyishma yisrael machabev and asa mitzvos mistatz min dvarav. He has nothing to say. So there's a big machlokas we shown him there. Which sounds is the Gemara referring to when the Gemara says la arbev es hasatan? Which are the extra ones? Which are the ikker sounds and which are the tafel sounds? I think we had a shiur recently, one of the lambda shiurim about the tkios and the brachos. Which is accompanying what? Is there a mitzvah of shofar and we use our davening to accompany the shofar? Or is there a mitzvah of davening and we use the shofar to accompany the davening? Right, that's a question that's asked in terms of what's the ikker? What's the ikker sound? So anyway, so the Gilyoni Ashas here quotes from Rishonim, the Rokeach and others, who seem to say that it's all of them. They put together the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin with the Gemara here in Daf Lama Dalet. And that is part of, right, we ask, why does Rabbi Yevo, the Ramban asks, why does Rabbi Yevo besakin to blow so many sounds? Just blow Tashrat. So why do we blow so many sounds? La arbe v'sasatan. Because we don't know which sound the satan is going to get excited about, and therefore we blow all of them. Kavanaso de gam ribuy tkios de Rabbi Yevo heim la kedila arbev. Vizeo de girsaso bahach de Rabbi Yitzchak. The kolkach lama, hainu deheim Bez kushios. Lama token miyushav uma umad. Va'od kolkach lama. Hainu lama li ribi tkios kolkach. Tashrat, tashrat, tarat. Ve'al shneim hateret kedila arbe. Ve'chei matazim beforish begam berokeach. Deme ikir adin lo hayar abi yavo choshesh leilu asfekas. Rak michshash pen yavo ve'chulu. V'tzarach lama ratam. Kedivei Rav Haigon. And he quotes his fifth into Rav Haigon that really we knew any of them would be good, but we just want to have one minach. But why so many? So that is kedela arbev ha sata. Good. Relating to this is that the shaila that the Minchas Chinuch asks, not in this context, I don't think, but the shaila that we've talked about other times. Once Rabbi Yavo was mesakein, and once this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, whatever the reason was beforehand. So what happens if I change it? If I do something different? Let's say, according to Rav Haigon, so was I Yotze, Mida Oraisa, that's Kios, but just Mida Rabbanan, I wasn't Yotze, what the Rabbanan told me to do? Or it could be, and each context might be different, once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill the mitzvah Oraisa, then if I don't do it in this way, I don't get any credit. I don't get any credit. Right? This is the Shiloh, the Minchas Chinuch asks when there's a mitzvah with words. There's a mitzvah of benching, Berachas Hamazon. Then it's a mitzvah of tefillah, of davening, according to the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa every day. So according to those we showed him, so if I make up my own benching, but I have all the ingredients that are required for the mitzvah d'oraisa, or I make up my own davening, right? The Rambam says all you have to do is first praise, then beseech, then thank. That structure is d'oraisa. Everything else, the words we use and the time and everything else is d'rabbanan. So what if I daven my own words? Right? I don't transliterate or translate. So are you Yotzi Midaraisa, you're just not Yotzi Midarabanan? Or do I say I'm not even Yotzi Midaraisa? So that Minchas Chinuch has that suffix. He's noted to say that you're not even Yotzi even Midaraisa. Meaning once the Rabbanan told you how to do it, then that's it. The Torah itself says you have to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore if you don't do it that way, you're not Yotzi at all. Right? This is the Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Gimel, where the language of the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah later on in Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches, that some of the Tanaim say to the others, Beishamai Beisilel, if you sat in this kind of sukkah, which is only possible with your Rabbanan, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You've never been yotzi your mitzvah of sukkah. And Tosfos says, that's even midaraisa. You're not yotzi your mitzvah of sukkah. And the Ran says, no, that can't be. It can't be. If this is a sukkah that's kosher on a Torah level, you can't say that if you sit in it, you get no credit. No, you didn't do the mitzvah karaui. Similar, the Ran compares it to Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. If I didn't say these three things at the Seder, I'm not Yosei. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. If I don't say these three things. So what does that mean? You're not Yosei at all? If you don't say these three, the Ran says it means you weren't Yosei Karoi, like the Rabbanan told you to do. Okay, but that's, again, a big discussion. Relates to a similar question of, what if the Rabbanan told you not to do a mitzvah? They didn't just tell you how to do a mitzvah. What if they told you not to do a mitzvah? Don't blow shofar on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And then I blew shofar. So do I get the credit mida araisa, but they're just mida rabbanan? I get an avera? I don't listen to the rabbanan? Or do the rabbanan have the power to knock out the mitzvah? And therefore, if I'm not going to listen, let's say I really want to blow shofar, I can't go into the year without shofar, so I'm going to blow. But you know what? I know the rabbis told me not to. So do I won't make a bracha. Well, maybe once you're blowing, you should make a bracha. Is it significant? Is it not significant? So that is an interesting shaila that could relate to our sugya also. One other point to mention. So Rabbi Yavo says that we have to blow tashrat. How many, if any, is there a break? Is there a hefsik? Is there a neshima between the shvarim and the trua? Right? Tkia, trua tkia, tkia shvarim tkia. But am I supposed to take a breath when I blow between the shvarim and the trua? So that also, again, is a major machlok, as we've shown him here. When Rabbi Yavo said to do it, was he saying, the shvarim trua, that's one sound. The Torah says you have to hear a sound. So either it has to be the shvarim, or it has to be the trua, it has to be the shvarim trua. But if we're saying maybe it's the shvarim trua, so maybe that functions as one possibility, therefore you have to do it one, without a break, without a breath in between. Or do I say no? The normal way to cry is taking a breath. You don't groan and then go straight into wailing without a breath, right? There's a little break in between. So that is a major machlokes rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says two breaths, because that's how people cry. two breaths, that's how people cry, right? That is what the Ritva quotes, and that is what all Rishonim quote this from Rabbeinu Tam. People cry by taking a breath in between. But the Ramban and the Rush all say, no, it's meant to be one sound. It is meant to be one sound, so then there's no breath in between. It's one sound. No breath, does that mean no break whatsoever? Or does it mean like a tiny pause? So that also is a machlokas. Truma Sadeshan writes in Simon Kufman Beis, he thinks that there is a tiny breath in between. Tahach milsa ein hechra. Shvarim trua. Yesh lasos b'nishima achas olav. It's not decided. Yesh pligi baravasa. Rabbeinu Tam. Shvarim trua ein lasos b'nishima achas. Teginuche b'ilule b'nishima achas. Lo av d'inshi. People don't do that. People don't cry like that. And the Rosh quotes, no. V'travayu b'makam trua kaimi. T'tzarech lasos b'nishima achas. V'ein lahafsik bu. Right, don't be mafsik. He does say at the end, though, v'o nira de bekolz zman she yitzka shvarim trua b'neshima achaz yizoher shlo yitzka kamosh regilin tokim letzkoa shvarim trua bekoach echad bilti shum hafsik de bekei agavra lo mikri b'neshima achaz elo yafsik ma'at rak shlo yasa neshima bein tayim. Okay, well, if you look in the Avnei Nezer as a tshuva in Arachayim Tafman Beis Yurches, no, mamish together. No break at all. No break at all. We, lamaisa, have a pshara, right? Where the Shulchan Aruch quotes a pshara, and the Shara Tzion explains where we do some one way during the Tkiyas Demiyushav, and the other way during the Tkiyas Demiumat. So we try to cover ourselves in terms of being yotze all of the cases, because again, there's another shayla. Again, shayla agabi shayla. According to each one of them, are you not yotze with the other one, or is just lachachila to be done this way? So we want to, so according to that, then we're stuck if we only do it like one shita. So you have to do like both shitas. Okay, either way, this is some of the ideas behind the takana of Rebbe Yavo. Okay, we'll stop here.